Well, without hesitation, the guy that's been around bass fishing as long as I can ever remember, and one of my true heroes in the sport is Bill Dance, and people see you on television, see you out there catching those big fish and stuff, but they may not know the planning and preparation that goes on to it, and whether you're a tournament fisherman or not, you still have to prepare, and you still have to get things ready, still have to have that good line on, all those kind of things, and you still do that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, preparation's a big part of it. Whether we're working, whether we're planning on shooting a show, or just going on a fun trip, fishing with a rider, fishing with a buyer, or just going fishing. We plan, we think about what lake we want to go to. We think about the type of lake it is. Is the lake fluctuating right now? Is there a lot of inflow going in? Is the lake low? Is the lake muddy? Is that lake clear? Okay, let's plan this lake, this, that, this, it, this, that, this, that. And so we kind of analyze the situation. We say, well, the lake ought to be muddy. It should be warming right quick because warm water or muddy water will warm quicker than clear water. So this time of the year, spinnerbaits would be a good choice in the shallows. We've had 3 or 4 warm nights. Daytime temperature is going to be running 15 to 20 degrees warmer. Those fish should be all over the shoreline right now. So a black, dark-colored spinnerbait, 3/8 with a Colorado blade would be a good choice. I'm going to take a medium, and I'm going to take a medium-heavy rod. I'm going to spool that with 14-pound line. Let me check my trailer running. My bearings okay. I've got oil. I've got gas. I've got trolling motor. My batteries are hot. All these little things. There's 9 jillion things that you think about. Where are we going to stop and get a sausage and biscuits this morning? All right, the wind's going to be out of the south, so let's go around on the back side of the lake. We'll load in over at Hickahaley Hollow. That way we can work this bank, and then if the wind subsides a little bit, we can cross over and we can go over here. Of course, it's just constant. It's a mental game. You're thinking every little move. If they don't hit a spinnerbait, what might they hit? If things are dead on this lake, where can we go that's close by? We'll hit that body of water. So you're always preparing the preparation, thinking you think way ahead, sometimes weeks ahead. And then even with all that preparation, sometimes it's successful, sometimes not. But like I said, that's what they call it, fishing and not catching.
Well, they make a pretty boring television show if you're not catching. And so you have to be prepared.
I want to tell you something. I've had people ask me, so do you ever go fishing and don't catch anything? Why, thunder, yeah. I go fishing, don't catch anything. We've even thought about just doing a show where 0 fish were caught. In other words, and then after the show was over, just said, well, that's it. For today, we hope you're as bored as we are. We've even talked about doing a show, just going through the preparation of trying this, trying that. This failed, that failed. We went to the back of the coves. We fished the channel points. We fished the main lake points. We fished shallow water. We fished deep water. We went up to the reaches. We fished off-colored water. We tried here. We tried there. And just we tried a multitude of baits, different depths. And regardless of what we tried, it all failed. You're going to have those days if you fish. Everybody's going to have them.
Well, Bill, I got to tell you, thank you, because, you know, all of us that are out here watching you catch fish on television, we all think it looks so easy. In reality, you prepare just as much as we do, or probably more.
Oh, yeah, we do. A lot of times I'll go check a lake in advance. If I feel like it's worth a shot, I'll call the crew, and we'll gear up and go for it. But even doing that, we bomb out lots of times.
There's not a better guy for this sport than Bill Dance, and I appreciate you being with us here on Bass Recon. You keep catching those catfish, will you?
Oh, I can't wait. We're not far from that, I'll tell you that.
I love watching those shows where you catch the big catfish.
We've got a good one coming on in the next couple of weeks on Versus. So we shot it over on the Tennessee River with a good buddy of mine, Phil King. And it's a real good catfish show. And like I say, I think it'll air in about 2 to 3 weeks. So. And then we've got another one coming up on the Mississippi River, so tune in and watch it.
Well, there's no question. I'll be right there, Bill. Thanks for being with us here on Bass Recon.
Thank you, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Take care.
You too, buddy.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Recon.